So right now in Columbus, Ohio, there are basically two types of local businesses. One is paying a dedicated employee maybe $20 an hour to just sit at a desk, stare at a spreadsheet, and manually type in invert numbers for like half the day.
Right, which is just exhausting.
Totally. But then the other type of business is using this invisible, I don't know, $50 a month digital assistant that does that exact same job perfectly in about 3 seconds. And today we are doing a deep dive into the playbook of that second business.
Yeah, and it really is a massive divide, you know. And if you are that hardworking business owner who feels like you're constantly drowning in all those tedious tasks,
Struggling to capture every new lead.
yeah, exactly. Just fighting tooth and nail to keep up with everyday customer demands. That divide can feel incredibly frustrating. Because, I mean, you start a business because you're passionate about a trade or a
Right,
service.
right. You don't start it to do paperwork.
Exactly. But you end up spending 80% of your day just trying to keep the administrative wheels from falling off.
Yeah, which brings us to the core mission of today's deep dive. We are unpacking a strategic playbook from the team at Apex AI to explore how smart, local, mid-size, and small businesses are actually using artificial intelligence right now.
And using it practically, not just as some shiny toy.
Right, not as a tech novelty, but as a secret weapon to run their daily operations. Because I think we really need to address the elephant in the room here.
Which is?
Well, when most people hear the word AI, they picture one of two things. Either it's a sci-fi movie where robots take over the world, or it's one of those incredibly frustrating, clunky website chatbots that just, sends you in an endless loop when you're trying to return a pair of shoes.
Oh man, I hate those.
Yeah.
But yeah, both of those perceptions are completely outdated. The technology has evolved light years past those simple, rigid decision trees.
So it's not just press one for this, press two for that.
Not at all. What we are really talking about here is strategic automation. The playbook from Apex AI illustrates a fundamental shift in how work gets done on a local level. It's focusing on practical tools that solve real bottlenecks for you.
Yeah, I feel like looking at AI today and thinking it's just a basic website chatbot is exactly like looking at a brand new top-of-the-line smartphone and saying, "Oh, cool, a calculator."
That is a great analogy.
Right, like you are missing the entire picture.
So let's unpack this playbook, starting where the business actually meets the customer. Because if a company is overwhelmed, the front desk or the main phone line is usually like the very first place things start to slip through the cracks.
Oh, 100%. When you're swamped, you miss calls. And when you miss calls, you miss leads. It really is that simple.
Yeah.
So the solution outlined here revolves around what they call a 24/7 powerhouse assistant. But like you said, we have to separate this from the old phone trees. What is being implemented now are these highly intelligent voice agents.
Okay, I have to stop you there. Hold on, though.
Sure, go ahead. If my basement is flooding in the middle of the night, right, and I am calling a local Columbus plumber, I want a human being.
Of course you do.
If I hear a robot voice answering the phone, I'm hanging up immediately and calling the next guy on Google. Aren't businesses going to alienate their customers by doing this?
That is the exact fear most owners have. But the mechanism behind modern voice AI completely flips that scenario on its head. Because this isn't a recorded voice just reading a menu.
Okay, then what is it?
These systems use natural language processing. So when someone calls, the AI transcribes their speech to text in milliseconds, runs it through an advanced language model to understand the actual intent behind the words, and then generates a conversational response instantly.
Wait, really? It sounds like a real conversation.
It sounds and flows exactly like a real conversation.
Right.
But more importantly, it acts as a highly effective triage system.
So it actually knows the difference between a flooded basement and like a routine checkup.
Precisely. Let's look at a busy dental practice as an example. The phone is ringing off the hook, but the staff is also trying to help patients who are physically standing right at the front desk.
Oh, yeah, that is the worst feeling as a customer when the person at the desk is ignoring you for the phone.
Exactly. If they prioritize the phone, the person in front of them feels ignored. If they ignore the phone, that caller might just move on to another dentist. But with a voice agent, the AI answers instantly.
Okay, and then what?
Well, if the caller just wants to, say, move their Thursday cleaning to Friday, the AI accesses the scheduling software, finds the opening, and handles the entire transaction in like a minute.
Okay, I see where this is going. By handling the high volume of simple routine calls, the AI is actually freeing up the human staff to handle the high-value, nuanced work.
You nailed it. When your customer with the flood and basement calls, the AI can instantly recognize the urgency. based on the keywords and even the caller's tone, and immediately route that call to the on-call plumber's cell phone.
Oh, wow. So the human gets involved exactly when human empathy and immediate complex problem solving are actually required.
Yes. Meanwhile, the dozens of people who just called to ask if you were open on Columbus Day got their answer without sitting on hold for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely no simple call goes unanswered. No leads slip through the cracks. And the humans get to do what humans do best.
That makes a ton of sense. It's basically a shield for the front desk.
A very smart shield, yeah.
But, okay, let's play this out. If the front desk is suddenly capturing every single lead and your schedule is completely packed, you aren't just surviving anymore, but you have a new problem.
The back office.
Yes, the back office. You have more customers, which means you have an absolute mountain of paperwork. If AI is handling the customers out front, how does it help with the operational bottleneck in the back?
This is a critical transition. The Apex AI playbook refers to this phase as implementing invisible efficiency boosters.
Invisible efficiency boosters. I like that.
Right. If the front desk AI is your shield, this back office AI is your engine. Let's look at the actual mechanism of how it handles something like data entry, which is honestly the bane of almost every small business owner's existence.
Right, because historically, automating data entry meant using optical character recognition, or OCR, and that was terrible.
Oh, it was the worst.
You had to map out this rigid template, and if a vendor moved their total amount box, like half an inch to the left on their invoice, the whole software would break and just spit out gibberish.
That is the old way, yeah. Modern AI doesn't look at physical coordinates on a piece of paper anymore. It uses large language models to read the invoice contextually, the exact same way a human would.
Wait, really? It just reads it?
It just reads it. It scans the document, understands that the word total relates to the dollar amount next to it, identifies the vendor ID, and inputs all of that structured data directly into your accounting software.
So the formatting doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter if you get 100 different invoices in 100 completely different formats. The AI understands the context of all of them and processes them faster and more accurately than any human ever could.
That is wild. It sounds less like downloading a new piece of software and more like hiring an invisible, lightning-fast office manager who never sleeps, never takes a coffee break, and absolutely loves doing data entry.
And that invisible manager does a lot more than just invoices, too.
Like what else?
Well, the playbook highlights intelligent inventory prediction. Let's say you run a retail store or maybe a restaurant down in the short north.
Okay.
Normally, a manager looks at a spreadsheet, sees what sold last October, and just guesses how much stock to order for this October.
Which is incredibly risky, right? Because a stockout doesn't just mean a lost sale.
No, it means a frustrated customer who goes to a competitor and might never come back.
Right. But how does AI fix that?
Because AI doesn't just look at a static historical spreadsheet. It analyzes a massive web of multimodal data. So it looks at your past sales, yes, but it also cross-references seasonal trends, upcoming weather forecasts, and even local events.
So it's pulling in all these outside factors.
Exactly. It might realize that there was a massive Ohio State football game this weekend, the weather is going to be unseasonably warm, and based on those specific data points, it actively predicts you are going to need 30% more patio inventory than you did this time last year.
Oh, wow. So it prevents the stockout before it ever happens.
Yes. That level of proactive analysis used to be reserved for massive corporations with entire departments of data scientists. Now it's just running in the background for a local business.
That is huge. And I imagine this applies to internal team management as well, like dealing with your own staff.
Absolutely. Think about HR and onboarding. When you hire someone new, there is a mountain of compliance, paperwork, tax forms, direct deposit setups, employee handbooks.
It's a nightmare.
It is. The AI can streamline that entire workflow. It sends the documents, tracks the signatures, flags any missing fields, and files everything securely in a matter of minutes.
So you aren't constantly chasing people down for a W-4.
Exactly. The core benefit here is time. When your team isn't doing robotic data entry or chasing down forms, they have hours given back to them every single week to focus on culture, strategy, and actually improving the product or service you sell.
So if the front desk is capturing every lead, and the back office is processing them without burning out the staff, suddenly you have the actual capacity to scale.
You're ready to grow.
Right. Your operations are running like a well-oiled machine. But that raises the ultimate question, how do you get more people in the door? How do we use these tools to actually grow the bottom line?
Well, that brings us to the third major pillar of the Apex AI playbook, marketing that actually works.
Which is a bold claim.
It is. But for a small business, trying to compete on digital marketing and content creation can feel completely overwhelming. I mean, you are a local roofer or a boutique owner, and suddenly the market demands that you also be a world-class copywriter, an SEO expert, and a social media manager just to get noticed.
It is exhausting. You're competing against much larger companies that have massive budgets for this exact thing.
Right.
But I need to ask a clarifying question here, because I hear a lot of fear around AI marketing.
Okay, let's hear it.
When we talk about AI and SEO or content creation, does this mean a robot is just blindly writing 100 generic, soulless blog posts for my business? Because reading AI-generated fluff sounds awful, and I can't imagine Google rewards that.
That is a vital distinction to make, and the playbook is actually very clear on this.
Yeah.
Handing over your brand's entire voice to a machine is a terrible strategy.
Okay, good. So what's the alternative?
You have to treat the AI like an extremely fast, highly capable co-pilot. It is an optimization tool, not a replacement for you.
Okay, so how does that actually work in practice? If it isn't writing the final post, what is it doing?
It does the heavy lifting of the research and the structure. So let's say you want to improve your local search rankings. The AI can analyze massive amounts of search data in Columbus and tell you, here are the top 10 questions homeowners in your zip code are asking about roof repairs right now.
Oh, that's incredibly useful.
Right. And then it builds the scaffolding, it generates an outline, targets the specific keywords you need to hit, and structures the headings so the search engines will love it.
It essentially gives me a massive head start. It takes the blank page out of the equation.
Yes. The scaffolding is built in seconds.
Huh.
But you, the human expert, still need to go in and inject your local knowledge, your specific expertise, and your unique personality into that structure.
I see.
AI helps you compete on volume and visibility. But your authentic human value proposition is what actually builds trust and closes the deal.
And it isn't just about content, right? Because the playbook also mentions that AI can generate highly personalized marketing campaigns.
Yeah, that is where it gets really powerful. Instead of blasting out a generic newsletter to your entire customer list,
which most people just delete anyway.
Exactly. The AI can actually segment your data.
Mm-hmm.
It can identify a group of customers who bought a specific service from you, say, 2 years ago, recognize that they are due for an upgrade or maintenance, and help you draft a highly personalized message just for them.
So it drives engagement because the communication is actually relevant to the person receiving it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The recurring theme here seems to be taking massive, complex data sets and finding the actionable pattern hidden inside, which translates to areas far outside of just marketing, too.
Oh, really? Like what?
The strategic benefits run incredibly deep. We're talking about complex decision support. If you run a local delivery fleet, AI can analyze traffic patterns, delivery windows, and fuel consumption to optimize your routing dynamically throughout the day. Or it can run highly complex financial projections and resource allocations, spotting cost-saving opportunities that a human looking at a spreadsheet would almost certainly miss. It fundamentally shifts a business from being reactive to being proactive.
Man, we have covered a lot of ground.
We really have.
We've got a 247 powerhouse at the front desk catching every lead. We have an invisible efficiency booster in the back office processing data and predicting inventory. We have a marketing co-pilot driving growth. But I will be totally honest, all of these capabilities sound amazing in theory.
But
if I am a small business owner listening to this right now, it probably sounds incredibly overwhelming and, frankly, risky to implement. How do you actually bring this level of technology into an existing running business without causing absolute chaos?
That might be the most valuable section of the entire Apex AI playbook. Because a tool is only as good as its implementation. If you just buy random software and try to force your staff to use it, you will create a disaster.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
That is why they outline a very specific, cautious methodology.
Mm-hmm.
Audit, test, pilot.
Audit, test, pilot. Let's break those down. Because the first instinct for a lot of people is that shiny object syndrome. They see a cool new AI tool on social media and immediately try to shoehorn it into their workflow.
Which is exactly what you should not do. Step one is the audit. Before you look at a single piece of AI software, you have to sit down and deeply understand your current business. You map out your workflows, you identify your specific pain points, and you look at your goals.
So you're searching for the exact bottlenecks.
Yes. Where are things slowing down? Where is human error costing you money? You don't overhaul the entire business. You find the one specific squeaky wheel where AI can deliver immediate, measurable value.
Okay, so Let's say the audit reveals that our biggest pain point is indeed processing incoming invoices. It takes 20 hours a week and mistakes just keep happening. We have found the target.
Yeah.
What does the test phase actually look like?
The test phase is all about limiting your blast radius. You pick a specific AI solution designed for that exact problem, and you test it on a very small, isolated scale. You do not roll it out to the whole company. You might take a batch of past invoices and run them through the system just to see what happens. You are looking to answer a few basic questions. Does this tool actually understand our specific invoice formats? Does it integrate smoothly with our current accounting software?
You know, it is exactly like managing a logistics company. You wouldn't buy an entire fleet of brand new, untested delivery trucks without test driving one first to see if it actually handles well on your specific neighborhood routes, or if your drivers even feel comfortable behind the wheel. The same cautious logic has to apply to AI.
That is a perfect parallel. Testing limits your risk entirely. If the AI tool doesn't work the way you need it to during the test, you haven't disrupted your daily operations. You haven't confused your staff. You just pivot and find a different solution.
Makes sense.
But if the test is highly successful and the tool proves its worth, then you move to the final step, the pilot.
How does the pilot differ from the test we just ran?
Well, a pilot program is where you take that successful test and actively integrate it into the real-world workflow, but still with a safety net. You put it into production, but you establish a framework to measure its actual impact. And most importantly, this is where you gather intensive feedback from the actual employees who are using it every day.
So you are checking in with the team and asking, is this tool actually making your job easier, or is it just creating a completely different kind of headache that I didn't foresee?
Exactly. You refine the process based on that ground-level feedback. The ultimate goal of the audit test pilot methodology is to ensure that AI becomes a powerful, welcome asset for your business, rather than a complex liability that your staff resents. It makes the transition manageable and highly strategic.
It's basically a roadmap for safe adoption. It completely removes that crippling fear of, I am going to break my profitable business by trying to modernize it.
It creates a structured environment where innovation feels safe, measurable, and entirely focused on your return on investment.
Wow. We have covered a massive amount of ground today on this deep dive. Let's do a quick recap of the journey we have been on. We started by breaking the old stereotypes, right? AI is not just a frustrating chatbot.
Right.
For a local business, it can act as an incredibly intelligent 24/7 front desk assistant that uses natural language processing to schedule appointments, triage emergencies, and ensure you never miss a lead.
And from there, we moved to the back office, where AI serves as an invisible manager. We looked at how large language models read and process documents contextually, handle automated data entry, predict complex inventory needs based on multimodal data, and streamline HR compliance, literally giving your team hours back every week.
Then we looked at growth. AI serving as a marketing co-pilot, not replacing your human voice, but building the SEO scaffolding, crafting personalized marketing campaigns, and analyzing complex data to optimize logistics and spot trends you might have missed.
And tying it all together, we explored how to actually make this happen without losing your mind. By using the Apex AI methodology of audit, test, and pilot, businesses can ensure a smooth, risk-free integration that actually works for their specific needs.
If there is one clear, encouraging takeaway from this entire playbook, I think it is this. AI is simply no longer an exclusive luxury reserved for massive tech giants and billionaires out in Silicon Valley. Small businesses right here in Columbus are on the front lines right now. They're using these exact tools to carve out a massive competitive advantage in their local markets.
And by partnering with specialized teams like Apex AI to build those custom solutions, whether that involves intelligent automation, conversational voice agents, or deep data analysis, this advanced technology becomes incredibly practical.
Yeah.
It becomes doable for the average owner. And most importantly, it delivers tangible, real-world results that protect the bottom line.
We are in the middle of a massive paradigm shift. We are moving from a world where small businesses are constantly overwhelmed by their limitations to a world where they can scale their impact effortlessly with the right digital tools. So I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on today. Think about your workday. Think about everything you did from the moment you unlocked the front doors this morning. What was the single most tedious, repetitive, mind-numbing task you had to do? And what would your business look like tomorrow if an invisible AI assistant just took that off your plate forever?